Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 11th of August, 2017. We're in the book of Job. We're going to be starting with chapter 23 today. See how far we can get. There's a lot of commentary with these, a lot of corrections in the text, because the King James has really butchered a lot of the word order and the definitions and on and on and on. There'll be a lot of correction in 24. I'm looking at that after 23, and then it slows down a little bit, and 25 is just like six verses. So we're probably going to get through 26 today. At least hopefully so. I will see what transpires. Never can tell. But let's get started here. This is always a back and forth between Job and his friends. Last reading, one of them really accused him of a lot of very bad stuff. So he's going to answer, and he wants access to Yahweh. Chapter 23, verse 1. Let me clear my lungs before I do this, because I'll have to cough. There we go. That's better. Then answered Job and said, "Even today is my complaint, 7879, bitter, 4805. He's really been down and out. With his friends hammering on him like they have been, making him feel real bad. And he's suffering from all these physical ailments, and just things are not going well, and he's complaining. So we'll see what he has to say here. I'm moving the Hebrew around so I can read it in case I need it. "Even today is my complaint, 7879, that Siki," okay, "bitter, 4805. Even this day is bitter, my complaint," is the actual Hebrew. "My stroke, 3027, that's from a hand. My hand is heavier than my groaning." And groaning is 585. Anakathi. Verse 3. "Oh, that I knew where I might find him." Speaking of Yahweh. "That I might come even to his seat," 8499, that's like a throne, okay? I would set in order my cause. That's 4:9-4:1. The judgment before him, and fill my mouth with arguments. 8:4:3:3. I would know the words which he would answer me, and understand what he would say to me. With his great power will he plead against me. Now I straightened the word order out in that. No, but he would put in me, and it implies strength here. Verse 7, there the upright might dispute with him. 31:98, dispute. So should I be delivered, 6:4:03, forever, 5:3:3:1, from my judge. That's speaking of Yahweh, the great judge. Verse 8, behold, I go east, but he is not there, and west, but I cannot perceive him. On the north, where he does work, but I cannot see him. He turns aside himself on the south, that I cannot see him. Verse 10, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And tried is 974. That's to purify, bakani. He's going to purify him. Verse 11, my foot has held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. In other words, haven't turned aside from his ways. Verse 12, neither have I departed from the commandment. 4:6:8:7. That's mitzvot of his lips. More than my portion, I have stored up the words of his mouth. In other words, he's listening to the commandments of Yahweh. Verse 13, but he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul or being desires, even that he does. Verse 14, for he performs the thing that is appointed to me, and like many are with him. Verse 15, therefore am I terrified at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. Terrified is 9:26, and afraid is 6:3:4:2. Now, 16, for El makes my heart soft, and the Shaddai terrifies me. Well, El is the divine being, or God. And Shaddai is the Almighty. Verse 17, because I was not cut off, 6:7:8:9, before the darkness, neither has he covered the darkness from my face. That ends chapter 23. Moving Hebrew pages, they rattle a little bit, pardon me. Get a little drink of water here. chapter 24. Why? Okay. 4069, Madua. From the Shaddai are not hidden the times. That's how it actually reads in the Hebrew. Do they that know him not see his days? Verse 2. Some remove the boundaries. That's landmarks, boundary markers of people's lands, so they can steal land, move them around. Well, no, there's a boundary marker of it. Well, no, it used to be here. No, it isn't. They're doing it by violence. Some remove the boundaries and violently take away flocks and feed off of them. In other words, they kill other people's sheep and eat them. Verse 3, they drive away the ass of the fatherless child. That's an orphan. They take the widow's ox for a pledge. You're not supposed to do that with a widow. You're supposed to give charity to the widow. Now here's a verse that they really chopped up. They turn the needy out of the way. Together hide themselves the poor of the land. In other words, they ignore the existence of the poor and don't give charity when they're rich. Just like today. Wait a minute. Oh, I absolutely lost my breath. I'm sorry. Verse 5. Behold, as wild asses in the desert, go they forth to their work, seeking for a prey. The plain, 6160, not the wilderness, yields food for them and for their lads. 5288, young men. Oh, boy. Had to cough. Verse 6. They reap everyone his fodder in the field, and the vineyard of the wicked they gather. Verse 7. They cause the naked to lodge without clothing, that they have no covering in the cold. They take their very garments. These are really evil people. With the showers of the mountains, they are wet. And for want of a shelter, embrace the rock. They're just cowering underneath rocks. Take away the home of the poor. Pardon me again. Oh, verse 9. They take by force the fatherless from the breast. In other words, they pull orphans from the breast of a mother and take a pledge of the poor, when they don't have anything to give. All these things are against Yahweh's laws. They cause to go naked without clothing, and they take away the sheaf from the hungry. Because when you do your fields, gather the grain, bind sheaves, if some are left, You don't go back and glean or recover the sheaves of grain. You leave them for the poor and the hungry. And that's in Deuteronomy 24, verse 19. He's describing what the wicked are doing. Which make oil within their walls and tread their wine presses and suffer thirst. Okay. Here's verse 12. There's something special about verse 12 of chapter 24. Men groan, and that's na'ak, and that's Aramaic, and the only other use of this word in Scripture is Ezekiel 30, verse 24. There's only two uses of this word in Scripture. Men groan from out of the city, and the soul of the wounded, 2491, cries out. Yet Eloah lays not unseemliness to them. He's wondering why, again, the wicked are not being punished. There are those that rebel, 4775, against the light of Yahweh. They know not the ways of it, nor abide in the paths of it. They don't go by Yahweh's laws. The murderer, 7523, rising with the light, kills the poor and needy, and in the night is as a thief. Verse 15. The eye also of the adulterer waits for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and puts a covering on his face. He's going out to fornicate. Going out to mess with another man's wife or with strange flesh. That means racially alien flesh. Verse 16, in the dark they dig through houses. In other words, they had just stone walls and mud walls, and they dug through into another house and stole. They dig through houses, which they seal up for themselves in the daytime. They do not know the light. Verse 17. For the morning to them is like the shadow of death. In other words, they don't like the light because it exposes what they're doing. If one knows them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift as the waters. Their portion is cursed in the land. He beholds not the way of the vineyards. Verse 19. Drought and heat take away the snow waters. So Sheol. So does Sheol to those that have sinned. We're talking about punishments now. The womb shall forget him. The worm shall feed sweetly on him. He shall be no more remembered. And wickedness shall be broken as a tree. Talking all about the wicked. He feeds on the barren that bears not. In other words, somebody, a woman that doesn't have children and does not good to the widow. This is just all the attributes of the wicked. He draws also the mighty with his power. He bribes them. He rises up and no man is sure of life. You're not safe anywhere around him. Well, those are the people that are running our governments today. Verse 23, though it be given to him to be in safety, whereon he rests, yet his eyes are upon their ways. Verse 24. They are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low. They draw themselves together. Now that's as in contraction in death. When you get rigor mortis, they draw themselves together as all others and cut off as the tops of the ears of grain. In other words, everybody dies, even these prosperous, powerful, wicked. Verse 25, and if it be not, then who will make me a liar and make my speech nothing worth? He's still talking about the wicked and stuff like that. And here, Bildad, that's another one of his friends, is gonna counter him. He's gonna protest against him. Let me turn to Hebrews, the Hebrew chapter 25 here. I finished 24. There's only a few verses here. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite, that's verse 1 of chapter 25, dominion and fear are with him. He makes peace in his high places. Is there any number of his armies, and upon whom does not his light arise? He's talking about Yahweh. How then can mortals be justified with El? That's the divine being. Or how can be clean one that is born of a woman? Any man. There's none clean, none righteous. No, not one. Verse 5, behold, even to the moon, and it shines not. Yea, the stars are not pure in his sight. He's talking about the heavenly bodies, and stars is a metaphor for angels. Verse 6, how much less a mortal? 582. Okay. How much less a mortal? Enosh. That is a worm. 7415. Rima. And the son of Adam, which is a worm. 8438. Now, 8438, worm, is Tolia. That's what they used to make crimson out of. They would crush these worms and it would give a red dye, which they would use on clothing. And here is Job's rebuttal, chapter 26. Move the Hebrew out from that. And here's chapter 26. But Job answered and said, how have you helped him that is without power? How do you save the arm that has no strength? Verse 3, how have you counseled with him that has no vision, no wisdom, pardon me. And given sound advice to many made known. Verse 4, to whom have you declared words? 4405, and whose breath came from you? Dead thing, 7496, that's Raphaim, that's a spiritually dead. All right. Spiritually dead things tremble or writhe. Now that's 2342. tremble or writhe or wait anxiously. That word means all of those things. You can use it. That yakolalu. It could mean to tremble or writhe or wait anxiously beneath the waters. And the dwellers of it. That's 7931, dwellers. Verse 6, now they put hell here, that is not hell. Sheol, that is the land of the dead and its inhabitants, is naked before him. And Abaddon, that's number 11, that's the abode of the dead, has no covering. 3682. That Abaddon means the abode of the lost or ruined dead. Okay. Verse 7. He stretches out Saphon. 6828. That is as a divine abode. And you can reference Isaiah 14:13 and Psalms 48:3. He stretches out Saphon over the empty place, 8414, and hangs the land upon nothingness, 1099. So he's stretching out the divine abode over a place that has nothing. Okay? What you've got is tohu here. That's empty place, void. Okay, you can find that in Genesis. Tohu, bohu, okay. Verse 8, he binds up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not broken open underneath them. In other words, he can bring all the rain up. He's talking about Yahweh. Verse 9, he holds back the face of his throne and spreads his cloud upon it. This is Yahweh's throne. Verse 10, he has encircled, 2328, the face of the waters with boundaries, 2706. Until the light and darkness come to an end. When day and night end, he's got the sea bound up with boundaries. That's amazing. This is all poetic, folks. Listen to this, verse 11. The pillars of the sky trembled and are astonished at his reproof. He's talking about Yahweh's attributes. Even the very heavens tremble. You know, this is pretty heavy duty stuff here. Okay. The attributes of Rahab, or of Yahweh, pardon me. Verse 12, he disturbs the sea with his power, makes it waves crash and big sea storms. And by his understanding, 8394, he smites through 4272, Rahab. Okay, that's 7294. That's an epithet for Egypt. Or the Rahab is Egypt. Verse 13. By his breath the sky becomes fair. His hand has wounded 2 4. And I need my magnifying glasses. They're so small. 2490. The fleeing 1281. Serpent 5175. See how they're different from the King James? So very, very different. They have played fast and loose with a lot of the words in here. Verse 14. Lo, these are small parts of his ways, but how a whisper of a word is heard of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand? That's Yahweh. That's the attributes. He's talking about the divine being. Now here's comes Job again in chapter 27. I didn't think I would get this far today, but I am. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, remember, he's talking all about Yahweh, extolling his power. He's not cursing Yahweh. That's not what the Satan wants. He wants to break his faith, so he will curse. And it's not happening. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, as El lives, who has taken away my judgment, and the Almighty, that's the Shaddai, and the Shaddai who has grieved my soul or being, 5315. All the while my breath is in me and the spirit of Eloah is in my nostrils. Verse 4. Listen to this. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. Far be it that I should justify you. Till I die, I will not remove my integrity. 8538, from me. Verse 6, my righteousness, 6666, I hold fast, that's 2388, to seize upon something, and I will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach so long as I live. Let my, verse 7, let my hated enemy be as the wicked, and he that rises up against me as the unrighteous. See, he's figuring out he hasn't done any of this stuff that these guys have accused him of. Verse 8, for what is the hope of the hypocrite? 2611. Though he has gained, in other words, material possessions, when Eloah takes away his life. What do you gain? Gain nothing. You're not taking it with you. Will El hear his cry when trouble comes upon him? Verse 10. Will he delight himself? 6026. In the Shaddai, that's the Almighty. Will he always call upon Eloah? That's 433. That's a poetic form for Elohim. Verse 11. I will teach you by the hand of El. That which is with the Shaddai will I not conceal. In other words, you've been hammering on me. I'm going to teach you what it means to be touched by the hand of God. Verse 12, behold, all you yourselves have seen it. Why then are you thus altogether vain? That's 1892 and 1891. That's a plural of vanity. This is the portion of a wicked Adam with L, and the heritage of tyrants, which they shall receive of the Shaddai, that's the Almighty. Verse 14, this is the punishment of the wicked. If his children be multiplied, it is for the sword, in other words, he'll be killed, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. In other words, his children will go hungry. Those that survive shall be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. Nobody's going to mourn him because he's wicked. Verse 16, though he heap up silver as the dust and prepare raiment as the clay, rich clothing, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. All his stuff is going to get divided among righteous people. He's not going to be able to keep anything. Verse 18, he builds his house as a moth, and as a booth, that's Sukkot 552, that's a brush shelter that the keeper makes. 5341, that's a sheep herder. He keeps the sheep. Verse 19, the rich man shall lie down, but he shall not be gathered. He opens his eyes, and he is not. Verse 20, terror overtakes him as water. A storm wind steals him away in the night. Verse 21, the east wind, that's a hot wind, dry wind from the desert, carried him away, and he departs, and it shall whirl him away from his place. Now they have God in italics here, that's inserted, it's not in the text. For God shall cast upon him. Okay, cast upon him, that's 7993, and not spare. 2550, won't give him any mercy. He would surely flee from his hand. He wants to get away out from under God's hands. Verse 23, men is implied. Shall clap their hands at him, 5606, and shall hiss him out of his place. They're applauding because he's fallen. Let's do, I have enough time to do 28. This is in praise of wisdom. Okay. Verse 1. Surely there is a mine for the silver and a place for gold where they refine it. Verse 2. Iron is taken out of the dust and copper is smelted from the stone. Verse 3. He sets an end to darkness and searches out all to the end, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. Verse 4. The shaft breaks down because of the sojourner. Forgotten of the foot, they are hung up. They swing to and fro from mortals. The shaft is forgotten of the foot. In other words, the mine is played out. That's what that means. As for the land, out of it comes bread, and under it it is turned up as if it were fire. Verse 6, the stones of it are the place of sapphires, and it has dust of gold, talking about the land. Verse 7, there is a path which no bird of prey knows, and which the falcon's eye has not seen. Verse 8, now lions here are as a proud beast. It's poetic about pride. The lion's whelps, or sons, have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. Verse 9. He puts forth his hand upon the rock. He overturns the mountains by the roots. This is Yahweh. Verse 10. He cleaves open rivers from among the rocks. Didn't he do that with Moshe? Twice? And his eye sees every precious thing. Verse 11. He binds the floods from weeping. In other words, he keeps them from overflowing. This is poetic language. And what is hidden, 8587, he brings forth to light. In other words, he knows all the secrets. Verse 12, you can reference Sirach chapter 1, verse 6, and Baruch 3, verse 15. From where shall wisdom be found? And where then is the place of understanding? There's verse 13. You can reference Baruch 3, verses 29 through 31. Mortals know not the valuation of it, neither is it found in the land of the living. In other words, this is wisdom. Verse 14, the depth says, it is not in me. And the sea says, it is not with me. Verse 15, it cannot be given in place of gold, of pure gold. Neither shall silver be weighed for the price of it. You can't buy wisdom. Okay. Verse 16, it cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. Can't put a price on it. The gold and the crystal cannot compare with it, and the exchange of it shall not be for vessels of fine gold. You can impart wisdom to another, but not for a price. Verse 18, no mention shall be made of coral or the pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. Verse 19, the topaz of Cush shall not compare with it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Verse 20, from where comes wisdom? And where then is the place of understanding? Okay, that's a repeat. That's verse 12. Verse 21, seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birds of the air. Verse 22, Abaddon and Death say, we have heard the fame of it with our ears. Now, I explained what Abaddon was. Okay. verse 23. You can reference Baruch 3, verses 35 through 37. Elohim understands the way of it, and he knows the place of it. Yahweh knows wisdom. Verse 24, for he looks to the end of the land and sees under the whole sky. That's Yahweh. He sees everything. Verse 25, to make the weight for the winds, and he weighs the water by measure. When he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder. This is Yahweh's attributes. He's praising. In all his misery, he's praising. Verse 27, and you can reference Sirach, chapter 1, 9 and 19. Verse 27, then did he see it and declare it. He prepared it, yea, and searched it out. Verse 28, you can reference Psalms 111, 10, and Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, and chapter 9, verse 10. And unto Adam he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. Or the holding in awe. 3374 means both. And to depart from evil is understanding. 998. There's chapter 29. Job is remembering here. He's thinking back and remembering things. Verse 1. Moreover, Job continued its parable and said, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when Eloah preserved me. Verse 3, when his lamp shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. That's the true path through darkness, is Yahweh's understanding. Verse 4, as I was in the days of my autumn, that means prime, 2779. When the intimacy, 5475, of Eloah was upon my tent. Verse 5. When the Shaddai was yet with me, when my lads were about me, as young children. Verse 6. When I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured out with streams of oil. This is all poetic. Verse 7, when I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street. He was an elder. He was revered. He was sought after for wise advice. Verse 8, the young men saw me and hid themselves, because they had no place in front of this wise elder. And the aged arose and stood up. They stood for him because he was honored. Verse 9, the nobles refrained from speech and laid their hand on their mouth. Verse 10, the princes hid their voice, and their tongue cleaved to their palates. In other words, he was really important back then, in those days. And everybody honored him. Verse 11, when the ear heard me, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Verse 12, he acted as a judge. Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, that's the orphans, and none had none to help. He helped them. Verse 13, the blessing of him that was perishing came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. He gave charity. So all this stuff these guys have been accusing him of, he didn't do. This is the doing of the Satan. 'Trying to break his faith so he would curse Yahweh. It's not working. Oh, he's complaining. But he hasn't blamed Yahweh. 14. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. See how poetic that is? My judgment was as a robe and a turban. That's what he was famous for. Verse 15, I was eyes to the blind and feet was I to the lame. Verse 16, I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not I searched out. He didn't make rash judgments, he investigated. Verse 17, and I broke the teeth of the unrighteous and cast the prey out of his teeth. In other words, the people that were oppressing the poor, this is poetically saying that. He had power. And he put them to shame. Verse 18, then I said, I shall die in my nest. 7064. And I shall multiply my days as the sand. 2344. Verse 19. My root was by the waters, and the dew lay all night upon my branch. His household, the root, and the branch was his progeny. Verse 20. My glory was fresh in me, and my bow was renewed in my hand. That's his power. Verse 21. Unto me men gave ear, and waited, and kept silence at my counsel. In other words, he was important and wise, and people listened to him. This is in the past days. Verse 22. After my words, they spoke not again. And my speech dropped upon them. In other words, he had the last word, and they listened to this man. Verse 23. And they waited for me as for the rain. That is poetic. Hoping for a refreshing rain, well, hoping for his words. And they opened wide their mouth as for the latter rain. It's a spring rain when you just, it comes down and it's just so refreshing, and you tilt your head up and open your mouth and let the rainwater go in your mouth. Verse 24, if I laughed on them, they believed it not, and the light of my countenance they cast not down. Verse 25, as I chose out of their way and sat chief as a head, 7218, and dwelt as a king in the army, 1416, as one that comforted the mourners. Those that died in battle, he comforted the troops and their families. And that ends Chapter 29. We've made a lot of progress here today. I'm going to call a halt to it here. I only have a few minutes left, but boy, this has been a wonderful reading. These words are marvelous. The description of Yahweh's power and everything that he does is so tremendous here. And he's countering the arguments of his supposed friends. Now, they're going to get hammered later on. Believe me. They have made some mistakes here. And Yahweh's going to call them on it. So be patient. That'll be coming up. They have to make offerings and stuff to appease Yahweh later. But we have so much here that pertains to today, talking about the wicked. Doesn't it describe the actions of what's going on in our society today with these rich and powerful people that are serving the children of the adversary? See, the adversary's still trying to break Job's testimony. He's trying to break his faith. Well, he's doing that with us today. And Job is holding strong here. He's standing firm. He's praising Yahweh. And I imagine he's driving the devil nuts. He's gritting his teeth. Well, that's what we try to do here. And everybody that we can gather to the remnant is another big victory against the adversary. We're still in this same war we've always been in. This is a war, a spiritual war, and now becoming a physical war. They're killing our people, the minions of the devil, his children, are genociding the true Israelite people. They have always hated us because they are of the seed of Edom, or they are the Khazars, and they had Hittite blood in them, so that's the Edomites right there. They are cursed seed. They don't use this scripture. Oh, they'll gloss over some stuff in public to make it seem like they're religious people. But they are Talmud users. And the Talmud is a satanic book. It's terrible. Don't want anything to do with it. Oh, it just reviles. It shows the Messiah being boiled in excrement. I mean, is that godly? No. These people are not godly people. They're devils in shoe leather. They've always hated Jacob Israel. Always. And we, the true descendants of Jacob Israel, have been fighting them for so long. I mean, it's just from the get-go. Well, I've had a good reading today. I really enjoyed this. These words are so powerful. They inspire me. I mean, they really fire me up. Just to keep on keeping on. Never quit. Never quit. Never quit. Fight, 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 fight. It's a spiritual battle. Keep your spirit strong and keep your body clean. Your temple that you dwell in. And walk the straight and narrow path. Not the broad way that leads to destruction. That's all you can really do today. Have faith in Yahweh and trust in Him, and He will deliver us. So I will say Shalom Aleichem to all my brothers and sisters out there. That's peace be with you in Hebrew. It is our native tongue, not the Jews. They don't speak Hebrew, they speak Yiddish. So take it all back. Take our heritage and our birthright back. Don't let the children of the devil have anything that belongs to us. Praise Yahweh. Talk to you on Monday.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.